Hello and welcome to another episode of Virtual Legality. I'm your host, Richard Hogue, managing member of the Hogue Law Business Law Firm of Northville, Michigan. And today we're going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, as many of you may know who've been with me in Virtual Legality for a while. And that is the topic of largesse, the concept that a beneficent rights holder of some kind, here a video game publisher, seemingly grants the ability for someone to do something or otherwise looks the other way when they do something that is against those rights, and the trap that sets for people that are otherwise engaging with the publisher on that basis. Now, that sounds like a whole bunch of legalese and theory, but the baseline here we're going to be able to talk about a little bit more simply. On your screen right now and in the thumbnail to this video is the imagery from a Square Enix release that is actually coming out tomorrow, but already has an early access period for the more expensive versions, called Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin, which is a kind of Dark Souls-alike game that is exploring the Final Fantasy mythos in a very unusual way. To be honest, I've played it a little bit, I enjoy it, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. Instead, an issue was raised to me by some folks that flagged a tweet from Con Carnage, a very big streamer in the video game space, who said, PSA for Square Enix's Stranger of Paradise. You cannot stream the ending of the game. Yep, check in here. And that's going to refer to us to the guidelines document we're going to take a look at in this video. They specifically say that it is against their rules to stream the end of the game. What are the repercussions? Who knows? We could talk about those as well, but it's there. Careful. And as I said, this was linked to me by a supporter of Virtual Legality who said, on the one hand, this license allows for some kind of streaming, which makes it better than most games out there that forbid any kind of reproduction. On the other hand, everything else in that license. Hogue Law, this might be fun to look at. And thank you very much to Lark at Larking Out on Twitter for bringing this up. Now, I said before I looked at any of these documents, in immediate response to this, haven't looked at it yet, but I'd be willing to bet it's not actually better and that the legal license doesn't give streaming rights. They likely instead just promise not to take down if you color within their preferred lines. This is the largesse problem, to which someone asked, well, what is the difference in the two statements you provided, not providing the license versus promising not taking it down? What does it entail legally, I mean? To which I say, I'm glad you asked. And we've covered this ground before, but it's ground that needs to be covered because the current situation between streamers and Twitch and YouTube and game publishers is realistically not tenable for streamers, and they're taking on a lot of risk that they might not even realize that hopefully we can shine a light on in this video. But first, we have to start with foundational principles. Copyright affixes when you create a work, and we're going to use United States law here, but this is in general the way it works in most jurisdictions. The owner of a copyright under this title has the exclusive rights to reproduce it, to prepare derivatives, to distribute copies of it, to perform it, to display it, all things that would be implicated in the streaming of a video game. Now, some folks will come into the comments, they've come into the comments before, and argue that there is enough done by a game player to change the work itself that it should be considered transformative and fall under fair use. That has never been adjudicated. I think it has significant problems with adjudicating it. So I think what the best solution is for right now is to assume that you're creating a derivative work based on other people's assets, playing their music, using their art, doing whatever it is that you're doing with a video game, and that we are very likely not going to find ourselves in fair use if you are just playing the game. Now, if you're adding commentary every 2 seconds, maybe you can start to make that argument a little bit more, but you're still going to have issues with the fact that you're using the entirety of the work as presented to you. That's just the foundation, though. Square Enix is going to hold a copyright in Stranger of Paradise when they make the thing, and then to get you to play it, they will give you certain aspects of the copyright that they hold. And we've looked at this in the past, but the standard legal document here, as Square Enix links to from their Stranger of Paradise page, is going to say that you have a very limited license. This applies when you use our various games. You acknowledge that you have read and understand the privacy notice and other things that we affix. And what do we give to you? A limited, non-exclusive, you're not the only one that gets to play Stranger of Paradise, cancelable, non-assignable, non-sublicensable, and non-transferable license to use the services for what? Your personal, non-commercial use. You can use it on your PlayStation. You can use it on your Xbox. You can use it to play a video game, and for no other reason. And included in the use restrictions that they want to make sure that you are very aware of is that you are not allowed to violate the intellectual property rights or other rights of Square Enix or others. Now, that's important because when we talk about takedown notices, when we talk about removing something from a platform in general, Square Enix has to go to Twitch, has to go to YouTube, has to go to anyone else and say, this is infringing, take it down. Which is why you see the current configuration that so many video game publishers, not all, some are better at this than others, use to get you to market their game for them. Because it's obvious in video gaming now that Twitch and YouTube and Facebook and all these other places are useful to selling video games without actually giving you the rights to do it. And the way they do that is that they give you this very limited license. This is all that has been legally transferred to you, is the ability to play the game on your PlayStation, your Xbox, wherever else you are going to play this game. And then they put forth a different document that isn't a part of the legal license. And Square might actually make a language mistake here. We're going to talk about in just a second. And I apologize that I'm not able to highlight this particular page. It's got some weird coding and the highlights don't work. So my apologies there. But overall, this is the way a lot of publishers work. They give you that license that says all you can do is play it. And they don't otherwise reference streaming. Sometimes they actually prohibit it in the end user license agreement that we were just looking at. And then they have a separate document that says, but we're not going to do anything about it if you follow these specific rules, if you stay within these guidelines, is the phrase that is most often used. So from a legal perspective, because the question was posed to me, what is happening here is that they have all these rights. They're not giving them to you entirely. And then they're reserving the right to only actually act upon your infringement, which will automatically happen when you use their materials, but they're not going to do anything about it if you use them within the ways that you otherwise want to and follow their guidelines as they describe them. So that is, to me, as a lawyer, a fairly untenable position. And we'll see why as we read through some of this. Obviously, Concarnage is most concerned about the ending. We've seen that before. We've seen Atlus do that with Persona. We've seen various other places try to say, hey, don't stream these various things. And it's a little bit unclear whether or not they would view that as a takedown worthy infringement. But let's see what Square Enix actually says in an example guideline document like this one. Square Enix is pleased to receive requests from everyone interested in sharing videos and images of our games online, because you're doing marketing for them. But we ask that you be mindful of a few things as set out in these guidelines. Square Enix permits you to post online and otherwise use certain content from Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, heck of a title, subject to these guidelines. If you are located in Japan, please read the additional restrictions below. And then it gets weird because this actual document gets doubled up, and I think one is for Japan, but not quite. But regardless, the word that they get potentially problematic use out of is permits. See, most of these guidelines will say, hey, if you follow these guidelines, then you're going to be okay. We're not going to take you down. And they're a little bit clearer here. Permits actually sounds a little bit like a legal license. Now, it doesn't follow the same terms. You're not entering into this. You might not even know of its existence when you actually get the license to the product that you are purchasing. But permits could potentially be used against Square Enix. So, hey, we have to point that out because maybe this actually is a legal license to do these things. But ultimately, it's not going to matter. And we're going to talk about why when we look at the substance of subject to these guidelines. Now, first, they identify what the materials are in the game. They're talking about all content from the game, including but not limited to gameplay footage, gameplay screenshots, still images, characters, and music, but not My Way. So they actually use Frank Sinatra singing My Way. This game is wild, folks. But you aren't getting the rights to that because Square didn't pay for the license to have that streamed out on Twitch and elsewhere. All content available on the game's official website, including text, information, and embedded videos. Content on Square Enix social media channels. The materials expressly exclude sections in the game which restrict screen capture and recording of gameplay / cutscenes and the song My Way. Now, the interesting part about that first bullet is they use that pretty often. In fact, I believe the first scene in the game has one of these, you are no longer able to record / screen capture that popped up on my PlayStation. So they're using that pretty aggressively, and it's unclear exactly when you would know that that's happening if you're using a separate capturing device and you're otherwise not paying attention to those kinds of things. But they say you can't stream those. So it's not just the ending. It's all these various different scenes that they actually put this block on. And of course, you can't otherwise use Frank Sinatra singing My Way. The materials are the property either of a collaboration of authors, including Square Enix, or of individual rights holders who have given Square Enix the necessary permissions for their work to be used in the game. Now, what can you do with it, according to them? You may post the materials online for the following permitted personal uses only. Posting in-game images on your blog or microblog, such as Twitter. Sharing gameplay videos on video sharing sites, such as YouTube and Twitch. You may also share URLs and thumbnails relating to these videos on personal blogs or microblogging platforms, such as Twitter. So you can link around your own stuff. You have to include this copyright notice when you're posting or streaming, but much of the recording will do that automatically, so you promise not to change it. And then comes the long list of additional rules. The following restrictions apply to your uses of the material. So understand, if Square Enix had actually licensed you the ability to broadcast their game, they could have put these rules in the license itself or some variation of them, but otherwise, you would have the right to do this thing. You do not have the right because it was not given to you legally when you're reading through these guidelines. Guidelines like this from Square Enix, guidelines from Electronic Arts, guidelines from wherever else you might see them are effectively just saying, these are the instances in which we won't bring an infringement claim or we won't bring a strike against your YouTube channel or those kinds of things. And because they're not legal licenses, they're also not terribly useful as promises. You didn't give them any consideration for it. It's not a contractual commitment. You might be able to bring a claim in front of an equitable court if Square Enix decided to bring the hammer down on you that says, hey, look, I was acting on reliance of these promises. I should have the ability to stop them from hurting me if I was following in these lines, but they have all sorts of language that says, these aren't real. Guidelines, not rules, right? You may not use the materials except as expressly described in the permitted uses above. You may not use any other materials owned or controlled by Square Enix without Square Enix's prior written consent. Do not use the materials for commercial or for-profit purposes, which sounds bad, but they do give the specific allowance for monetization of the various platforms. You may use official monetization functions available through video sharing sites, such as YouTube, Twitch, Nico, and other similar services, provided the applicable video sharing site has a music usage license agreement with the Japan Society for Rights of Authors, Composers, and Publishers. I guess you have to check on that. Please note that we cannot address individual requests for clearance or questions, so feel free to share these guidelines with anyone requesting details about our guidelines. So you have to make sure that the YouTubes of the world have a deal with JASRAC here. And otherwise, what's the other way that people fund these kinds of things? Patreon, other places that otherwise support them. It's a little bit unclear that you can do that at all, right? That's not an official monetization function of one of those platforms. So if you're Patreon supported, if you're supported from some other outside funding source, that doesn't appear to be granted here. Problem in and of itself. Please mark content with a spoiler warning when the content includes details of major plot developments. Honestly, don't know if this game has major plot developments. That might be a little bit aspirational from Square Enix. Story does not appear to have been the focus of development of Stranger of Paradise. Posting audio tracks and or music data as standalone content and or posting video content with the sole intention of providing access to the game's music is not permitted. I don't know how you'd check on that if you've got video content, but hey, okay. Posting or streaming only or primarily movie scenes, cutscenes, and similar materials as standalone content and or posting video content with the sole intention of providing the game's movie scenes and cutscenes for viewing is not permitted. We want live gameplay. You're not allowed to just take out apparently our very rich lore that we're concerned about spoilers on. Do not live stream, post videos, or post anything from areas of the game where it is designated that recording is not permitted. That was actually already covered, but hey, double up, Square Enix. And what got Con Carnage's attention, do not live stream, post videos, or post anything from the ending of the game, including without limitation the content following the final battle up until the end. To be continued, Fiend, or similar messaging is displayed. I presume they know what messaging is displayed at the end of this game, and this is a bit of a boilerplate inclusion that they want in other limitations / guidelines on streaming and video. But regardless of what it says, you can't actually post it. Do not use the materials in combination with third-party content. Now, interestingly enough, your content is third-party, so it's unclear exactly what that means. If I were to post a virtual legality video using some of this content, like, I don't know, the main art, as I do with the thumbnail here, and then I include a song that is the start of virtual legality, is that a problem? Combination with third-party content? Do not reproduce shared content other than as expressly contemplated by these guidelines. For example, you must not collect and distribute materials via other media. in book form, even if you do not stand to gain financially from doing so. And this is kind of addressing some of the issues we've seen on Kickstarters and things with Nintendo and collections of books and whatnot. Do not use the materials to promote anything, including other products or services. Can I promote myself? If I say, hey, sign up for Virtual Legality, subscribe, like, Patreon, all that good stuff. Do that. Comply with the applicable platform's terms of use. Uh-oh. Now we're in real trouble. We'll get to that in just a second. Do not perform any actions that may lead to slandering other players or any other person. Intentionally, I would hope. I don't know. I could say something that leads to slander from somebody else, but hey, we're already in guidelines world, so none of this is terribly quantifiable. And you must immediately comply with any request from Square Enix to remove materials from any shared content website or service, regardless of whether Square Enix provides a reason for the request or not. Square Enix reserves the right to require removal of any content incorporating the materials that it deems to be inappropriate in its sole discretion, and Square Enix may submit takedown requests to third parties for any materials at Square Enix's sole discretion. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the lie is exposed. And all of these do this because that's the purpose of this kind of structure. You are infringing, regardless of these guidelines. Square Enix may submit takedown requests, which are going to require infringement claims, as we will see, and you don't get a choice. You also are supposed to abide by their request to take it down, regardless of whether they give you a reason or not, including whether or not it's inappropriate. So this is all belt and suspenders. This is tripling up on this concept. But the most important concept is, regardless of this document at all, you are infringing. We didn't give you the right to do this, period. And so if we later decide, oh, we didn't think about that, yeah, you're technically complying with coloring between the lines on this, we could still take it down for any reason, no reason, inappropriate reason, or because we want to claim infringement at Twitch or YouTube. And if you're a YouTuber, and I think this goes for Twitch users as well, but I'm not on Twitch, and you get an infringement claim, that actually gives the content holder the ability to really damage your channel because it's a three strikes and you're out system at YouTube. Continuing, do not modify the materials. It's unclear how playing a game isn't a certain amount of modification, but probably they mean something more than that. Do not share materials on a site or service which is limited to viewers 18 years and older, or goes against public order and standards of decency, and or is affiliated with religious, political, or antisocial activities. Now, I'm on YouTube, but if I were to stream this, I would argue that YouTube is actually affiliated with religious, political, and antisocial activities. They must be referring to something else. You are responsible for following these guidelines when live streaming and posting content that incorporates the material, and Square Enix makes no guarantees concerning the materials, including that the materials will not infringe on third-party rights. Hey, while you're streaming this, and we just told you we got the license rights that we think we need in order for you to stream this, we don't know, and we're not going to represent that to you. If you were in a commercial transaction, you would negotiate this very, very differently. Now, I don't blame Square Enix for a bullet like this, even though this isn't a formal legal document. This kind of concept should appear in the terms of service, which we will see it indeed does, because they essentially disclaim all warranties of all kinds. And they say Square Enix will not compensate you or any third party for any damages or injuries that arise as a result of the use of the materials. Those are all bad enough. But the last bullet is really where you get completely screwed. Square Enix may modify these guidelines in its sole discretion at any time. Folks, this isn't a real contract. These aren't real guidelines. These aren't a safe harbor. And if you are marketing a game for one of these publishers, and especially if you're big, if you're Kung Carnage, if you're somebody else that has a big following and their livelihood is on the line, you should really strongly be thinking about limiting your streaming to only those particular licenses that actually give you the ability to do so. Now, you might say, Rick, there's limited risk here because I'm providing a service to them. It's a service they want, and they don't actually want to bring the hammer down. And you might well be right from a practical perspective, but this isn't going to change if nobody seeks to change it. And this is the guidelines trap. You didn't get these rights. You're still infringing the whole time, but they just deign not to actually issue a takedown notice or otherwise cause you trouble as long as you're following along with them. All of this should be in a formal license. You should get a formal license to broadcast or display or however else they want to talk about streaming in their legal document. And it may be subject to certain rules. But right now, you are still at risk for an infringement claim, even though you're operating on Square Enix's quote-unquote permission. Then they have special restrictions for Japan, and this is limiting them to not using pay sites. And then they double up the document, but use different terminology. And it's something that is very confusing and would honestly be brought up in court because I don't know what it means in this context. You see, materials is defined pretty differently. Consists of all content from the game, including but not limited to gameplay, footage, still images, characters, and music from the game. You don't get any of that kind of my way discussion here. I do wonder if this website was supposed to have this kind of struck through. This was supposed to be gone and replaced with this. That's a little bit unclear to me, but it's largely the same, but not identical. Either way, we're not going to go over it other than to point out that it is very confusing for people. And remember, I did point out that one of the bullets is that you have to comply with your platform's terms of use, which is going to be a problem, right? As we've already said, Square Enix or any other publisher that's operating under this particular structure is going to have to go and tell Twitch that there's an infringement, right? Allegedly infringing, etc. If they want to use those takedown rights that they've reserved. YouTube says, in the YouTube rights management system, a claim is an assertion of copyright ownership on a video. So they actually have to say they own copyright and they reserve the right to do that, which I think is accurate. I think this is legally compliant from their perspective because they never actually gave any of these streamers the right to use it. But understand, that means every time you stream one of these games in this structure, you're violating the reps and warranties that you're making promises of to the platforms themselves, right? What does Twitch ask you to say? You represent and warrant. You promise to Twitch that you are the creator or own or control all right in and to the user content. And your user content does not and will not infringe, including any copyright, trademark, patent, trade secret, moral right, privacy right, right of publicity, or any other intellectual property or proprietary right. You promise Twitch that you don't infringe. And if Square Enix then issues a takedown notice, issues some kind of complaint to Twitch, this is a violation of your promise. Now, Twitch knows this. Twitch is operating in the gray area in and of itself. But this kind of system probably can't hold forever because at some point you're going to get a legitimately bad actor publisher and this is all going to be exposed and some folks are going to be left holding the bag. And I would prefer, if you're listening to Virtual Legality, that it is not you. But right now, this structure is the most common in video games. We don't give you the license. We provide you with rules where we won't issue some kind of infringement claim. And then regardless, you have to promise things like you're complying with the platform's terms of use, which you are not the moment you enter into this kind of streaming relationship because you are infringing and you have to make this promise. You always have to make this promise, right? YouTube, you upload content, you submit that your content must not include third-party intellectual property unless you have permission from that party. Is this permission? It's honestly closer than some guideline statements, but when they say we can take it down for any reason, when they say we can change it at any time in our sole discretion, in all honesty, from a legal perspective, it's nothing. It's not a promise. It's not a safe harbor. It's not anything that protects you. So when you see these kinds of tweets, they aren't unusual. They're not going to be unusual. But every couple of months or so, I'm very likely to make a video talking about largesse and the guidelines trap and everything else because people come into my comments, they ask me these questions, and I think that's great. If we can give more information and education to people that are engaged in these areas, that's fantastic. But it's not going to change until more people know about it and realize the trap that they are being put in by these publishers to whom they are otherwise performing a valuable service for. Right? Square Enix wants this marketing. And if they really wanted it, and if there were pressure from the people that gave it to them, they would change their legal license to actually provide folks with the license that they need to perform this service for Square Enix. Instead, and Square Enix is very much not alone in this, so I don't want to disparage them with specificity here. It's a lot of game publishers that have this particular structure. They ask you to take on all the risk and to make promises that you can't make to the platforms where, with a little luck, you're finding your livelihood. So be aware, guidelines are a trap, that's why, and hopefully I helped answer this question that was posed to me on Twitter a couple of days ago. This has been Virtual Legality for today. We're supported by Patreon and other ways that you can support us listed down below. That might not make us in compliance using the image here from Stranger of Paradise, but we're not going to concern ourselves with that right now. If you like the conversations that we have here about terms of service, guidelines, traps, video games, pop culture, and more, all through the lens of business and law, please consider supporting the channel. We've got wonderful tiers to support us, or otherwise, just subscribing, telling your friends, ringing bells, upvotes, downvotes, comments, engagement, all the fun buzzwords that you know and love so well from social media. Well, We say them because they're very, very true and they're very, very powerful. The more you help do those various things, the higher the subscriber number grows. The higher that grows, I will tell you even from recent experience over the past month or so, the more YouTube pays attention, the more that algorithm likes us. So please, if you can do that, I very much appreciate it. Otherwise, if you caught this on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. And if you listen to it as a podcast, thank you so much for listening. Please do share this one around and I will catch you on the very next episode of Virtual Legality. Virtual Legality is a YouTube video series with audio podcast versions presented as commentary and for education and entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute legal advice and does not create an attorney-client relationship. If you have legal questions about the topics discussed, please consult your own legal counsel.